Blog Talk Radio.
Why do I do things I hate? Why do I say things that I shouldn't say when I know better? Could love better. Some days I take it too far. Sometimes the world gets the best of my heart. I know who I am till I forget just who I am. When I find myself again, standing knee deep in my sin, you chase me down when I don't deserve it. You show me love, you don't make me earn it. I make a mess and I just start running, hoping you won't know. Oh, when I'm lost and I'm low in a place that I think you won't go, you chase me down. I can't believe you stay when you don't have to, 'cause you want me, whatever that looks like. Yeah, that's what love looks like. You chase me down when I don't deserve it. You show me love, you don't make me down.
Hi, Jeannie. Can't hear you. But we're happy you're on. We love you and lifting you up right now in prayer. Just so grateful for you, for your ministry. Thank you for being a willing vessel for the Lord. We're so blessed by you.
All right. Hear me now, sweetie?
Yep. There you are.
Okay. Let me turn this up. I have no idea why that does that. I don't know what that's all about. But thank goodness I figured out a way here to kind of get by it. But, okay, I'm going to mute you again then.
Okay.
All right. I don't know what that's about, and I don't know why it does it. frustrating, but thank God there's been a way to get around it so far. But I wanted to talk a little bit tonight. Well, wait, before I say that, I'm going to say we had our other cult last Thursday morning. Dixie slipped it up on me. We were having two babies this year. The first one was born, you know, a couple weeks ago, and then Dixie had hers. I checked her Wednesday evening, and she didn't show any signs of fixing a foal. Got up Thursday morning about 6 o'clock, and there she was. So we've got two beautiful babies. Mamas are doing good. Babies are doing good. This one was a girl. The first one was a boy. And then we had a calf on Friday. So it's been an exciting week. Right now I'm looking out the window, and I can see both mamas and both babies. And it's fun. It's a lot of fun. Anyhow, make my birth announcement. But I wanted to talk just a few minutes tonight about the scripture that says, rejoice with those that rejoice and mourn with those that mourn. That had been on my heart this week. And then I pulled it up. It's in Romans 12. But when I pulled it up, that paragraph was titled Love in Action. And I'm going to go ahead and start. I'm going to read that whole little paragraph because of that. It says, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. Like I said, the part that had been on my mind the last few days was that it says, rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. And I think part of it, I had a dear friend that haven't seen her in several years. We used to go to their church. Her husband was the pastor. Hadn't seen him for several years and wasn't even aware that she was sick. But she passed away the other day. And I just happened to see her daughter had posted on Facebook. And it really broke my heart because I loved her. She was just always so full of sunshine and light and laughter and humility just a wonderful lady, you know, a wonderful pastor's wife, had a bigger personality than the pastor did. But, you know, whereas he was more serious and very pastoral, you know, and then she was the fun, you know. So, anyhow, I had not seen him and thought about going to the funeral, but we didn't, you know, it was a pretty good ways away, but went ahead and sent a card and whatnot. But I, you know, just sent a card to her husband, how much we loved her and how much we loved them, even though we had been out of touch for many years. And, you know, I've seen those. There's been times, you know, that you've seen the ones that they'd say, well, they didn't come to my family's funeral when they died, or I didn't hear from them, or they didn't send flowers. Well, I've seen all of, you know, we've seen all of that, particularly when it gets into family members of different ones, that there'll be kind of that tit-for-tat thing of, well, I went to their mama's funeral, but they didn't come to my mama's funeral, and all of that kind of stuff goes on. And, you know, the Lord has just called us to set all those kind of things aside and not be says, do not compare. Do not compare yourselves among yourselves. That we do not get into comparison, but we do what is right in the eyes of the Lord. And we just have compassion, you know. It doesn't mean that we compare our compassion to anyone else's compassion. And the same is true in the part of rejoicing with others. You know, I love to celebrate other people's victories. I love that. You know, when other people win, when other people are being blessed, I love that. That's just so fun. You know, that's happy moments. Those are good things and happy times and victory reigns and, you know, the devil takes it on the head in those times. You know, when people get a raise, when they get a new house, when they, I don't know, make a sale, you know, just whatever the case, when they lose the weight they're trying to lose, just whatever's going on. I love that. I love to celebrate with other people. You know, but we in this world, we see those that maybe if they've gone through difficulty, that they will, you know, they'll compare to their hard times. Maybe if they're going through a difficult time and someone else is winning and they're losing, that they find it hard to celebrate with them. You know, I said Diane Nutt, and I know I mentioned her last week. She posted a thing here a year ago, and every now and then she'll repost it, and it's always very profound to me. She says, don't be jealous of people in their winning season because you never know what they lost in their losing season. And I thought that's so true. Everybody has their winning seasons. Everybody has their losing seasons because that's life. That's just life. We go through difficulty. We have the hills and the valleys. We have those high times, those mountaintop times that are so fun. And then those valley times really is where the growth is. You know, even in the natural, you know, here in Texas, you know, when we're getting fruit and things all year long, that everyone locally, they'll say, oh, that must have come out of the valley because we know that it's not fruit season up here. You know, if it's not time for peaches or blackberries and things up here yet, but yet we're seeing them in the produce stands, we say, oh, that came from the valley. Well, those valley times, those valley experiences, there's fertile soil in the valley. There's typically ample rain in the valley. You know, those in those low places is where the rain will puddle. It'll hold and soak in deep. Whereas you get a big rain on a mountaintop, the rain runs off pretty quick because of the elevation. You know, the mountaintop is wonderful. It's beautiful. And you get up there and you can see from a different perspective. That's one of the awesome things about the mountaintop is you can see from a different perspective. You can see further. You can see the overall picture of where you're at many times. But the ground is rockier there. You know, it's not quite the fertile soil on the mountaintop, but it is in the valley. The rain doesn't soak in the mountaintop like it does the valley. But we need both. We need those mountaintop experiences, and we need those valley experiences. But, you know, when Sabrina's talking to the Lord, it's just like, Lord, check my heart. Check my heart that when those are rejoicing, Lord, that I genuinely rejoice with them. And I'll be honest, that's something that I love. I love rejoicing with others. But, Lord, not only that, but if I'm rejoicing and I notice those that I would consider friends or I would consider family members, you know, those that I would consider dear to my heart, when I notice that they're not really rejoicing with me, and maybe they're even making little remarks or pulling back, you know, we've all had those times, I think, that when good things happen and somebody, they'll say, well, must be nice. Everyone hates to hear that. You know, we don't want to be one of those. We don't ever want to be one of those. You know, and those kind of things, it can dampen your joy. It can kind of knock the edge off of that happy spot. And, you know, but we have to check our hearts and we have to check our emotions and not get offended and just know that maybe they're going through difficulty or maybe they've been in a low place for a long time and they're really needing breakthrough. But it can be challenging. It can be. And we keep going to God and saying, Lord, how should I feel about this? I ask God that sometimes. Like, God, you know, the way we act, you know, most of us can hold our tongue, or we can not mouth back at someone. I mean, if you've been a Christian for a good while, you learn pretty well how to hold your tongue and how to behave, so to speak. But it's another thing how you feel on the inside. And so I asked the Lord, it's like, Lord, how am I supposed to feel about that? You know, when something that maybe I've been working towards for years, been praying, been standing, been asking God, been working towards it, been, you know, just striving to get there, and it finally happens. And you have those around you that maybe you're jealous or maybe want to rain on your parade, so to speak. And rather than letting it get us down or letting it make us mad, and sometimes, you know, Randy's been talking about judging people. You know, sometimes it can be pretty challenging. Not to, you know, not to think, why would they act like that? You know, they know what they're doing. They know what they're saying. And maybe they do, maybe they don't. Most of us, we can see stuff about other people a lot easier than we can see our own things. But I like to go to God and I say, Lord, how should I feel about that? Not how should I react, because most of the times we seem to just not react. You know, Jesus, when he was accused and things like that, they said he didn't defend himself. He knew he was in God's will. He knew that he was supposed to go to the cross. And so when all the accusations came, you know, he did when they said, you know, are you the Christ? And he said, I am. But all of the other stuff, he just held his peace. He knew how it was going to play out. But he knew he was pleasing Father. And he knew he was in the right place, that was all supposed to go down. You know, and many times the things that we endure, God doesn't cause it, but he certainly allows it, because it helps mold us and make us. You know, and sometimes God does deal with the individuals that, you know, like if people are attacking us, sometimes God does deal with it. Many times he doesn't, but I have seen the times that he has. And, of course, that's just always between them and the Lord. But, you know, when those are mourning, do we genuinely feel the compassion towards them? Do we genuinely feel the pain in our hearts that we care about what they're going through? Not to the point of taking on the burden. I've done that. God, for several years, when I was a little bit younger, not a lot younger, but a little bit younger, I would feel the pain of others so strongly that it would really affect me. You know, and if it was people that I was very close to, you know, it got to where it was affecting my health, my blood pressure and things like that, because I cared. And I wanted to see things turn around for them. And I wanted to see things go good for them. But we want to be able, you know, it says that Jesus is moved with compassion, that he feels our pain. He feels our hurts. And that's one thing about him having come to the earth. He knows what it's like to be human. He knows what it's like to have physical pain. He knows what it's like to have people betray him. He knows what it's like for people to accuse him with things that aren't real, for people not to celebrate the truth of who he was, for people to speak vile things against him and plot against him. And he knows what that feels like. But see, our part is to be genuine and have his heart. You know, we can overthink things at times. You know, just like I was talking about with funerals and things like that. You know, I've been to funerals and family members were taking a head count of who was there and who didn't come, who sent flowers and who didn't send flowers, and then questioned why they weren't there or why they didn't do something. But our part is the love. Is to love and show God's heart. And I guess I talk about these things a lot. But, you know, this is everyday stuff that we encounter all the time. It's life. You know, it's a part of life. Is being able to love people when you're not loved back. You know, I can remember so many times of going through seasons, particularly during the seasons of when my sister was sick and passed away, and then like 13 months, well, less, just barely over 12 months after that, like 12 months and a week, then mom, you know, we found my mom dead. And then dad was already having sickness, and, it was kind of constant there for a few years and very heartbreaking and very hard. You know, and at times when you're, and I'm also, this goes for anybody that's a Christian. Anybody that's a Christian is called to pray for other people. If you belong to the Lord, you're called to pray for other people and to witness to other people. That's not just for people that are in ministry or that sort of thing. It's for everyone that calls themselves for the name of the Lord. But those times when your own heart is breaking, those times when you're needing ministry yourself or you're needing a hug or an encouraging word, but those times when your own heart feels like it's hanging out of your chest, and yet you take the phone calls and you listen to others talk about the things that are going on in their life, and you care about them, and you pray for them, and you love them, and encourage them. See, that's mourning with those that mourn. It doesn't have to be death. You know, and you may do it for weeks, months, even years, sometimes with the same person, and that's okay. But we mourn with those that mourn. You know, we lift up those, even though, like I said, our own hearts maybe feel like they've been ripped out of our chest with a spoon. And sometimes you might think, well, what they're mourning, you know, maybe is not as big a deal as what you're going through yourself. But that doesn't matter if their hearts are broken behind it. You know, if they're suffering behind it and they're having anxiety behind it and they're struggling, and then the opposite with the rejoicing, that you're still contending for your breakthrough and they've received theirs, you rejoice and say, thank you, God. If you do it for them, you'll do it for me. Lord, they finally got there. They might have been contending 20 years longer than you have. We never know. But it's every victory in the body of Christ is, to me, is another bruise on the devil's head. That's another heel that's stomped on his head. You know, you look back, I've seen at times, you know, we wonder sometimes, you know, people like Catherine Kuhlman and different ones, I mean, almost all of them that had healing ministries, you know, and would see thousands and thousands healed, and yet, you know, they would die of an ailment of some sort, and you think, Lord, why weren't they healed? And, you know, we don't have the answers to that stuff, not really, because nobody lives forever, you know, not until we're with Jesus. You know, so everyone is appointed unto man wants to die. Everybody's going to die of something. I personally believe that dying is actually about finishing our race, or should be, that's God's intent, was, you know, about finishing our race and completing our assignment, and not about sickness or tragedy. But God's real intent is just for life and life more abundant. But I, you know, sometimes I go over these things with you guys more as just a reminder, you know, because I'm living those things. And I know if I'm living them, then you're living them, because we're all walking this same life and we all go through similar things. You know, Jesus went through it. We'll go through it. That maybe even if we haven't received our miracle or our victory, that when someone else gets theirs, that we can truly rejoice and be happy for them. And not be jealous, not compare, not drop out of sight, but that we can really stand and say, I'm so thrilled for you. I'm so happy that your miracle manifested, or your, you know, you attained what you were, your goal, that God blessed you big. You know, I know during times that we're struggling, we're fighting, sometimes people may feel like that maybe their life is not blessed. But if we belong to the Lord, we're blessed. Not everybody is, I think not everybody's blessed in the same areas. You may be really blessed in one way, in one area, and someone else really blessed in another. But we're all blessed when we belong to the Lord. And we should all be thankful to Him all the time. But I think the more that we have the heart of God, the more that blessings come to us. The more we can rejoice with others, genuinely heartfelt, you know, all the appreciation for them and appreciation to God. I think it just helps bring our own victories quicker. And it feels good. It just feels good for someone else's heart to be blessed. You know, let them rejoice in those victories. We don't ever want to rain on somebody else's parade or, you know, go, well, it must be nice. That's just so tacky. And then again, when those are going through things, to just have a heart to lift them up. Not to say, well, I was, you aren't there for me. Why should I be there for you? None of that stuff. All that stuff just comes straight out of hell. But it can seem almost easy to do sometimes, huh? You know? But no. We love with the love of Christ. I am going to play another song. I've got some more numbers to write down. And then we'll pray.
This world is not what it was meant to be. All this pain, all this suffering. There's a better place waiting for me in heaven. Every tear will be wiped away. Every sorrow and sin erased.
Hopefully my dog won't bark and y'all have to hear that. I just about the time the song stopped, I realized that my Pyrenees are sitting outside the window barking. All right. Lord, I just thank you for each and every one tonight, Lord, that you'll bless them, Lord, that you'll bring breakthrough into their lives. Lord, that you'll give us all understanding, Lord, how to please you, how to follow you, Lord, how to have your heart in our thoughts and our actions, Lord, in all the things that we do. Lord, show us our heart, show us our ways, and show us your way. And Father, despite all the failures that we may have had in the past, Lord, we want to finish well. We want from here on to be, Lord, to be victorious. But Lord, we want to finish well. We want your perfect will. Lord, we want to do what's pleasing in your eyes. And Lord, and we just thank you for blessing and for reward. And Lord, for purpose and destiny. Lord, I thank you for the blood of Jesus that heals. The life is in the blood. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, first caller here, 502-548. How's Mr. Greg tonight?
Much better than last week, Jeannie.
I hope so. I was hoping you would be.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, Jennifer got disconnected, so she had to call back in.
I saw her down there on the end. I knew she must have dropped the call, must have dropped or something, but yeah.
Yeah.
She was actually right below you.
That's what I thought.
I'll catch
you. It's better.
Okay. Anything you wanted to talk about or anything you want to share?
We got it good.
Yes. yes,
we are. Definitely good. He hangs in there with us. Sometimes kind of wonder why he would, but he does. And,
I agree. Me too. I thought that before. It's like, Lord, I don't know why you didn't give up on me sometimes.
I really feel that.
Yeah.
He sees the beginning, the middle, and the end.
Yeah. So many times he knows, you know, he knows we're going to come around. He knows he's going to bring us through. And the biggest thing is his heart's always for us, you know, and that's the lovely part of it. His heart's always for us. So, yeah. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Greg. And Father, thank you, Lord, for bringing healing and bringing peace into his life. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for his heart for you and, Lord, his heart for change. Lord, his heart is willing to be changed by you. His heart is willing to move when you say move. His heart is willing to stand still when you say stand still. Not only his heart, but, Lord, in the natural. Father, he's willing. I just getting that Lord, He's willing for change. He's willing for change. You know, some people, they get in a spot and they're not willing to change. I remember years ago, Randy told me a word like that. He said, the Lord says he can bless you because you'll move when he says move. And that can be mentally, that can be physically. And in a lot of our cases, it was physically moving in times. But we've got to be willing to change, you know, for God to even work with us in that way, you know, that we've got to be willing to make the moves and willing to make the change. And I just sense that very strongly about you that, you know, and some of that I know that, but I mean, even besides it, sense it very strong that you're willing to make the changes and you've been willing to be still, even when those being still moments were difficult. So Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're pleased with Greg's heart and Lord, that you're pleased that he lets you, mold him and make him and Lord, that you not only do you sit with him, but he sticks with you through those difficult places, stays on the ride, even when the ride is rough, Lord, that he stays in there till you bring him to the other side. And Father, I thank you for reward for Greg, that there is reward for obedience. There's reward for being willing. You know, the word says if we're willing and obedient will eat of the good of the land. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that Greg can take that scripture to his heart and claim it as his own. And because he's been willing and he's doing his best to be obedient, Lord, and that he will reap a reward of that, and from that he will eat of the good of the land. Lord, because he's your son, because he's yours. And Father, he is willing to walk on the paths that you have prepared for him, that you have for him. And Lord, even when those unknowns, even when there's interference from outside sources, even when there's interference from other places that makes the walking, makes the path rockier than it should be, than it would have been, Lord, that he's still willing to stay on the path that you have for him. And Father, I thank you for the joy that is set before him. Lord, even as Jesus said that Jesus endured the cross for the joy that was set before him, Lord, even Greg in life has endured and does endure those difficult places for the joy that is set before him, Lord, because he knows that he's a blessed man, and he knows that he's a called man, Lord, that he has been called and chosen, and that he has much destiny yet to fulfill. Lord, there's purpose and gifting in his life. And Father, thank you, Lord, for the anointing that's on his life. Lord, both in writing, in song, in Lord, in counsel, like a spirit of counsel. Father, I thank you for that. And Lord, for the strength and the stability that he's going to bring to others. Lord, through the strength and stability that you have given him and have not only put within him, but Lord, that you have surrounded him with when he needed it. So, Lord, I thank you for that, and I bless him in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. That's an encouraging.
Well, anything, God's always encouraging. He always is. Even in those difficult places, he's encouraging and helps us keep moving on.
Hope.
Well, is there anything in particular you were wanting to hear about?
Well, yes, that you would stand in agreement with me and Jen that, so I don't know if I've talked much about it before. I think I've told you before that I've had cancer 3 times.
You did,
Yeah, and I mean, my last checkup, everything was great. It's hit 5-year mark, but I have this other really, really rare genetic disease. It's called alkaptonuria. It's like a 1 in a million disease. I think there's less than 1,000 cases in the U.S. But anyway, your body overproduces an acid. That acid attacks cartilage, ligaments, tendons, stuff like that. It weakens them over time, which I've had every joint in my body has been replaced except for one hip. One shoulder has been replaced twice. Also causes other weird things because of the connective tissue issues. Most recent, which happens from time to time, that I get stress fractures in the top bones of my foot. And
wow.
It's not a big deal. Usually, and it's usually not by strength. It's like I can just be normal walking and I can feel it shift, or I can feel it when it happens. And usually within 24 hours, it'll get really sore, but usually bounce back pretty quick. But happened, I think it was Friday night. Sometime Friday, and Saturday wasn't that bad. Sunday got a little bit worse. Today, I couldn't walk. Today, I actually had to put on one of those immobilizer boots and had to use crutches. It's extremely inconvenient. I mean, if I'm just going to go there, it's extremely inconvenient. Mm-hmm. And this one, for some reason, is far more painful than ones I remember in the past.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, we know that God heals and...
Absolutely. Sure. Yeah, I'm not familiar with that, but no, absolutely.
Oh, most
well,
doctors,
Father,
if they're honest, they'll tell you they haven't heard of it.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah.
No, that would be a tough one for sure. Let's just pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, that Jesus is the healer, and the word does say that he bore our pain and our sorrows, and by his stripes we were healed. And, Lord, I thank you that your word says that no weapon formed against us can prosper. Lord, and nothing shall by any means harm us. Lord, that when we're in that secret place of the Lord, that we're protected, we're delivered, we're kept. And, Father, we just ask for deliverance in this case for Greg, Lord, that this stuff, regardless of how rare it is, Lord, that it has to go in Jesus' name, and that restoration and cleansing come to his body. Lord, that whatever is in his body that causes it to make too much acid, Lord, that would be corrected and brought into alignment with the word of God. Lord, that all things have to come into alignment with the word. Lord, that the word of God does not return unto your void, but it accomplishes everything that it's sent to do. So, Lord, we speak deliverance and healing and say that I don't remember the name of it now, but, Lord, that stuff has to go in Jesus' name. Lord, that ailment, that thing has to go in Jesus' name. Lord. And that healing come to Greg. Lord, that his body come into alignment, that everything begin to process, Lord, on the normal amounts that it's supposed to. And, Lord, any fractures, anything like that, Lord, anything that's opposed to your word, Lord, that it has to come to bow to the word of God. Lord, because your word is above even your name. That says heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word will stand forever. So, Lord, I just thank you now for bringing healing, Lord, for a release from all pain. And, Lord, a release from this ailment. Lord, a total release from it. And, Lord, that Greg would continue the rest of his life in health and healing and joy. Lord, enjoy the health of his ears. Father, I just thank you for it. And we bless him in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we thank you for every answer. Lord, we thank you even for insight, Lord, in even natural things, anything, Lord, that progresses and helps towards healing. But, Lord, that your anointing, it's the anointing that breaks the yokes. It's the anointing that breaks the yokes. And, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over Greg. And, Lord, we just thank you for your love for him and your care for him. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. I believe it and receive it.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah, that.
Thank you.
We just stand and believe that stuff has to go. That you're redeemed, the redeemed of the Lord, and that is not your portion. Your portion is health and healing. Amen.
Amen.
Well, is there anything else you wanted to share before I move on?
Oh, man, just everything else is good. You know, that just kind of popped up in the last couple of days and had to, you know, deal with that. But.
Okay. All righty, well. Good to
Thank
hear
you.
From you, and I'm glad that you're in a better frame of mind this week, and at least some things are doing better for you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jimmy.
Right.
We love you.
Love you, too. Y'all have a good week. Let me get a drink right quick. Hi, 817-894. I believe this is Lori.
It is. Hi, Feeny.
Hi, girl. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Good, good, good to hear from you. All right. Did you have something on your heart you were wanting to share, or you just want prayer tonight?
Just some prayer tonight.
Okay. Father, Lord, I just thank you for Lori. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you've got her – you've got her in a special place. It's like I just see like God, his hand put you in a special place. It's like he made a place that was just for you. and that he's got you in a special place. It even is like I almost sense like it's a protected place. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that, that you have developed you've developed things within Lori. You've developed such a heart for her, but Lord, you've developed skills even within Lori, Father. Lord, skills that that will be used for your purpose. Lord, you put a heart within her that has compassion, a heart within her, Lord, that cares about the lives of others. And I just see like the Lord just like hand molding you, you know, how he's just like molded your heart and has molded so much of your life. And like he has so carefully and precisely placed you in certain places at the right time, the right people in the right times. And in so much of it has had to do with not happenstance, but have had to do with his purposes and his divine plans for your life. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that you've put an assurance within Lori, Father, that there's a feeling, in a sense, like that there's a feeling of security that you have in your heart, this, that you have a secure feeling in your heart. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that you put a strength within Lori, and Lord, that you have put strength around her. Lord, you are, we know, Lord, that you are our strength, that you are the one we draw strength in and from, but Lord, that you have put strength around her and you have put strength within her. I just sense, Lord, it's like the Lord has really, it's like a feeling of like the Lord has protected you, like he has really had his arms, like a hedge of protection around your life at times, that he has kept you to himself in so many ways. Because he really had beautiful plans for your life. Maybe in even in younger years, maybe when times that maybe we would, you know, for all of us, we go through times, some of us, we make wrong mistakes and we get out of alignment. And there's other times the Lord, he protects us and keeps us from stepping too far out of line in any direction. And it just seems like that God's hand has really been on your life and he has really, like, kept his arms close around you and has protected you and has really directed your life so closely in so many ways, you know, and put you, like I said, in the right place at the right time with the right people. It's a beautiful thing that I'm seeing, how he has placed you. And Father, thank you, Lord, for plans and purposes for Lori's life, Lord, that that it's not all done. It's not all. It has not all unfolded yet, Lord. It's not all completely unfolded yet. But Lord, I thank you for the anointing that's in her life, Lord. Even an anointing for healing. Even an anointing for healing in her life, Lord. And an anointing for counsel. But Lord, that there is a literal anointing for healing, Father. Don't ever be reluctant to lay your hands on people and pray for healing, because I just sense there's an anointing in your life for healing. And sometimes there's an anointing even in our touch. I had a lady tell me that when I was, 12, 13 years old. She said, never be reluctant to lay your hands on people to pray for healing. You know, and you may have times that you feel warmth in your hand, and sometimes you may not feel it, but the person that you have hands laid on will feel it. I mean, I've had that happen. So, Father, I just thank you for Lori's life. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for the wisdom that you've given her and the ability to undergird with wisdom to those around her and with love. Lord, and that she's going to see breakthrough in some of them's lives. Lord, that she's going to see the fruit of her labor. Father, the changes in people's lives, the encouragement, Lord, that she will even receive the feedback, Father, from many of how she affected their life and how she helped their life. And Father, I just thank you for that secret place in your protection, in your love, and in your counsel, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, for bringing healing in Lori's life. Lord, in every place that she needs healing, every place, Lord, where maybe there's old scars, Lord, every place that has brought her pain, physical or emotional, Lord, healing in her life, God. And Lord, as she pours out to others, Lord, that you're going to continue to pour out unto her. And Lord, I thank you for blessing her family and keeping them and bringing health and healing, Lord, and bringing comfort to them. Lord, and letting them know that you are with them and that you care for them and that you will guide them and give them answers and help them through everything that they're going through, Lord, those difficult places. And Lord, I just speak peace. I just speak peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. That's beautiful. Oh, wow. That's wonderful. And the not being afraid to lay hands and pray mm-hmm. with someone is something I'm really growing into more and more. it's something that I was, you know, I think a little afraid to do at first, and sometimes, you know, like, oh, I just gotta, you know, feel this out a little bit, you know.
mm-hmm.
But, you know, I found that, you know, if I ask somebody, well, can I pray for you? And the times that I do that and put my hands on them and pray, you know, I see great things, you know. They're praying with me, you know, we're praying together. And I took from everything you said, Jeannie. I just thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, it's, you know, when you first start laying hands on people, it can be a little awkward at first and feel a little mm-hmm. intimidating. And most people are very glad to get it. It's kind of stepping out, but it's as we step out, you know, knowing that it's pleasing to God, then it's like it activates things. As we step out, whether it's praying for people, whether it's prophesying, as we start stepping out, then the anointing increases. And
I agree with you. That is so true. Get out of our comfort zone a little bit and stepping out there in faith. You're so right. It does.
It does. It activates mm-hmm. it. And like to most people, in all my years, only one time have I offered to pray for someone and they declined, which you mm-hmm. never know what people, you know, how they believe and what they're taught, things like that. But like I said, 99.9% of the time, they're more than happy to have somebody pray for them and so glad that someone is brave enough and willing enough to do that and is confident in their prayers and in God that heals. So keep going, girl. Keep going.
Well, I thank you, Jeannie. I thank you so much. Beautiful prayer.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. Is there anything in particular you wanted prayer for before I move on?
No, that was it. Thank you so much. And you have a blessed evening.
Okay. You too. God bless you, sweetie.
All right.
All right, there you are. All right, 828-989. How are you, Miss Jennifer?
Hello. Hello, lovely lady.
Well, are
you
doing a little better this week? Or, huh?
Yes. Yes, I am. I am.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
Is
I hope
so. Mm-hmm.
I hope whatever's going on with Ashley, I hope Ashley is doing better. Keep praying for
the enemies. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Enemy just is coming every which way, but we have power and authority over him through the beautiful name of Jesus.
Yes, we do. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Jennifer, and Father, I thank you, Lord, for just her heart that is such a heart to care, a heart of concern, and a heart that loves others and intercedes for others. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for lifting her up. And Lord, in her case, as she pours out, Lord, that you pour back into her. Father, I thank you, Lord, for anointing the pen that's in her hands. Father, that she writes the words that you give her. And Lord, that she keep the notes. She keep the notes, keep the pages, Lord. Keep them tucked away. And Lord, that there will come a time that she will bring those notes out, Lord, and that I feel the anointing on this, or that she'll bring those notes out, Lord, and that you will help her to put many of these things together into a book. Lord, a book that will encourage others, that will touch the hearts of others. And Lord, some of those notes may have tear stains upon them, but it comes from the heart. Lord, that even the pages may come out with smeared ink because of the tears upon the pages. But Lord, as she pours out her heart, Lord, she'll be pouring out your heart too. She'll be pouring out through the anointing, through the pen. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for the healing that even in the song and the pen, Lord, through the paintbrush, Lord, all the healing that it brings. And I think I gave Greg such a similar word last week of it's pouring that out, and it pours out the pain. But sometimes in the pouring out, it's like it allows understanding to come. And I don't always understand how that works, but I know it does work because I've been there, done that. That as we're pouring it out to the Lord, and whether you're recording it, whether you're writing it, whether you're painting it, that it's like the Lord begins to make sense of many things because we're pouring our heart out to him. We're pouring it out in a natural way. Which you can, like I said, whether you can see it or hear it or read it, but we're pouring our hearts out to God, and it's like it gets it out. It gets it that pain out of our hearts, and allows healing to come. But see, God uses all of that pain. He uses all of those things, and so often it's put into a way that others can share in that. And it helps draw pain out of their lives and helps bring encouragement into their lives and something that they can identify with. And they can feel like they're not alone, that others have gone through similar things, but yet they came out victorious. Others went through things, and yet they survived it. And that others went through things, and they testify to that God was with them through every bit of it. Because some feel like that maybe God's not with them. They're not sure. Or that anybody's with them. Or that anybody has ever felt like they feel. But in the things that, and I know that you sing, and I know that you paint, and I know that you have written at times, but I'm reiterating that as God pours into you, as things, as you just feel that urge to pour out your heart, to take your pen and write what you're feeling, write what God is telling you, write what you're seeing, and put your notes away. Have a safe place that you keep them. Because there will come a time that you'll go back through these things. And like I said, many may have tears upon them. And sometimes it'll bring tears to go back and read them again. But there will come a time that you'll put these things together. You'll sort through them and you'll put them together. And you will have a book in this. And it'll touch lives and it'll touch hearts. And God will use it. And he's using you. So, Father, I just thank you for Jennifer. And, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for her heart. And, Lord, I just speak joy over her life. That we sow in tears, Lord, it says that we've sown in tears, but we reap in joy. And, Lord, I just speak joy over her and victory. Lord, in fields of flowers. That came out of my mouth without even, I was going to say something else, and it was like that came out instead. Lord, just fields of flowers. Lord, just see you like, Lord, dancing through fields of flowers, leaping through fields of flowers. Joy and release and peace and freedom. That feeling of freedom. not only the feeling, but attaining, living in freedom, Lord, the thing that we all want, freedom. Free from the things that hold us down. Free from the things that that are constantly, or maybe not constantly, but the things that, that just seem like they come up again and again. Those things that burden our heart and those things that maybe even physically, Lord, hold us down in ways. But Lord, I just speak freedom over Jennifer. And Lord, I thank you for freedom in her life and healing in her life and being used by you mightily. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you. You have blessed me tremendously. That really spoke me, my heart, and what he's been speaking to me. Thank you so much.
No, you're welcome, sweetie. God is good. God is good. His plan for us is always good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, any special prayer, baby?
You hit on so many, but I do have a request tonight. Just if you just could stand in agreement with me, that no evil shall come near this dwelling place, and just, you know, the attacks of the enemy and just personal safety as well. Just want to stand in agreement with me. That'd be great. I've been praying, but.
Sure. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for a hedge of protection around Jennifer, her home, and where she is, Lord, that as your word does say, Lord, in Psalm 91, that no evil shall befall her, nothing shall by any means harm her. Lord, that you are with her, that your angels surround her in every way. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are comforter, our guide, our protector, that you are our shepherd. Lord, this shepherd protects the sheep. The sheep aren't protecting themselves. The shepherd protects the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And Father, we thank you, Lord, as your word says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Thank you.
I lie down in green pastures. Great rest, Lord, great rest. Lord, you wrote that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, I thank you, Father, that Lord, that you will just burn that 91st Psalm, but the 23rd Psalm as well in her heart. And she will find that comfort in knowing that you are her shepherd. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jamie. God bless you.
You're welcome. God bless you too, hon.
Thank you.
All right. You have a good night.
You too.
Okay, I'm going to go back up here and see if I can find my place. Okay, there we are. All right, 240-482, I think this is Valerie.
Yes, ma'am. How are you, Sister Jeannie?
I'm good, hon. I am very good. Good to hear from you. You doing good tonight?
Hanging in there. I was calling for prayer, but yeah, okay.
Was there something in particular on your heart that you want prayer about? Are you just wanting?
Yeah, well, both. I think, you know, one thing I just recognize,
okay,
that I've been dealing with just a lot of anxiety, and so just for peace and. You know, like I just feel like I've just been kind of just working myself up, you know, like in unnecessary worry and those kinds of things. So just to not be anxious for anything and, you know, passing my cares upon the Lord.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Through years of having a lot of anxiety when I was a little younger. So I'm very familiar with that and know that those times of drawing away in worship and in secret place with the Lord, it brings relief. It brings relief.
Mm-hmm.
Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Valerie, Lord. And, Lord, I do speak the peace and the rest of God over her life, Lord, and over her heart. Lord, that she find that place in you. Lord, that she finds that place, Lord, in the center of your presence. Lord, that she knows that she is hidden in Christ. Lord, that she knows that she can sense your presence in her and around her. Lord, that she is loved. Lord, that, you know, Val, I'm going to tell you, one time I had a dream, and it was during a time that I just felt like at that time I just felt like literally the enemy was out to get me. It was like that everywhere I turned, it seemed like that there was warfare around me. And the Lord gave me a dream one night, and in this dream, I was sitting down, kind of like how you sit right on your butt with your feet out in front of you, and I was sitting down mm-hmm. in this giant bubble. I was in a big bubble, and the enemy was on the outside, and he was shooting arrows at me, just one right behind the other. And, you know, the word says what the enemy means for harm, that the Lord will turn for good. But it was like every arrow he shot, it would hit that bubble and kind of it would go in slow motion. And it would kind of slowly like pierce that bubble. But by the time it came through the bubble, it would just kind of bloop it would turn into a blessing. It was like, and he would just shoot arrow after arrow after arrow. But every arrow that hit that bubble would catch it. And as it came, as it went through, it would turn it into a blessing. And it would be just, if you ever seen those little bubbles that those little kids, they blow through the little circle, you know, they mm-hmm. dip it in the little liquid and the little soap stuff in it, and those little bubbles, they'll come out, and then they'll kind of pop, kind of wet-like. It was like the Lord let me know, you know, that I could just sit down and relax, because all of the things, it was, as the word says, that what the enemy means for evil, God will turn for good. So the more arrows that the enemy shot at me, the more blessings I had, because God was turning it. He was changing it. He was transforming that wicked era into a blessing for me. And see, I was inside that bubble, and I was totally protected by God.
Wow.
And I didn't have to fight that bubble. I didn't have to try to, you know, fight those arrows. I could just sit with my back. As a matter of fact, in a dream, I had my back to him. I could just sit with my back to it and just not even worry. Just not even think about it, because God was taking care of it. And so mm-hmm. God gave me that dream, and it brought such a peace to know, you know, it was like, yeah, he was out there shooting arrows. But the thing is they were all coming through as blessings.
Wow.
So Father, I speak that over Valerie.
Thank you, Lord.
That she will know, and that she will sense, and that she will see, Lord, that every arrow that is shot her way, Lord, that you take it and you turn it into a blessing. Because all that the enemy means for evil, God will turn for good. And Lord, that her heart will rest in you. Lord, that she'll have that confidence, Lord, just to know that you've got her covered, that she is hidden in Christ. And Lord, I speak the 23rd Psalm over her too, Lord. That the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He leads me beside still waters, causes me to lie down in green pastures, Lord. Father, that she just feel her cup runneth over.
Yes.
And with your love, Lord, that your love conquers all. Father, we just thank you that we are your children, and that you love us so much, God, and you cover us and you keep us. Because, Lord, we know that that it's your power and your might that changes things and fixes things, your anointing. Lord, that it's in your strength that we trust in. It's not our own strength. It's not our own abilities. Lord, it's your strength. So, Lord, I just speak the peace of God, the goodness of God, the rest of God over Valerie, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, and that she will have sweet sleep at night, just feeling like she's cuddled up in the arms of Jesus, Lord. And Father, that she will have that knowing of just crawling up in the lap of God as God's little girl. And Lord, you just rocking her to sleep, that you've got it, Lord. And Father, I just thank you for it, and I bless her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Wow, that dream that you had is amazing.
Mm-hmm. I go through seasons. I went through, God has given me dreams for years, but I went through a season a few years ago that he was just dream after dream after dream after dream, just really confirming things and comforting me. You know, periodically I'll go through seasons of dreams. Seems like I don't have them as much here the last couple of years, that he's talked to me more, but God is amazing how he can just come talk to us in our dreams and show us things. The visuals are wonderful because you remember them so well.
That's so true. Like a couple of years ago when I was going through my separation and divorce, I had so many vivid dreams that I knew they were from the Lord, and the Lord was definitely speaking to me. I will occasionally have, a dream now, but it hasn't been the same. It hasn't been the same, frequency and all of that, but I, definitely does speak.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's just amazing to me. I just love how God does that. And, there's been times I've woken up, would wake up, be speaking in tongues when I woke up. I think I did that once or twice, in dreams of our destiny, and sometimes warning dreams, sometimes dreams explaining why things are happening or things that are going to happen. It's just amazing how God does that, and I love it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for your prayer. I really appreciate that, and just reminding me of the word, I'm going to go meditate on the 23rd Psalm.
Yes,
spend some time reading through that, meditating on it.
Absolutely. Okay, girl. Well, I hope you have a good week, and God bless you.
Thank you. You too. God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Let me get another drink. Seems like my mouth is dry tonight. All right. 910-709. How is Miss Sylvia tonight?
Hi, Jeannie. How are you?
I'm good, girl. How are you?
Good.
Awesome. Anything on your heart tonight you're wanting to share?
No, not tonight.
Okay. All righty. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Sylvia. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for the connections that you have in her life, Father. You have connections in her life, Lord, that have purpose in them, that they have. There's destiny, but there's purpose, Lord. There's connections, Lord, that where you have brought her, Lord, to fulfill purposes that you have for her, places where she's blessed, but, Lord, that places where she's given platform, places that are going to lead to other places, Lord, that are going to use her for your glory. Lord, that it's an ongoing thing. It's not a one place. So it's not a one place in the buck stops here. It's an ongoing thing, Lord. And it's going to one door. It's going to lead to another door and to another door. And, Lord, that many of the connections that she has, that they're purposeful and they were deliberate. We all know that that in the Hebrew, they said that there's no such word in Hebrew as coincidence. But there are key people that we run across in life. And there are people that maybe we meet that we think, okay, this was a God connection, but maybe I'm not seeing much in. But many times one connection is there to make another connection. And I just see, it's like I see you standing with a chain of people, how you would see like a line of people and they're joined hands. And it's like I see you in this line of people joined hands. And it's just like it's divine connections and connections that will lead to another connection. And one door will lead to another door. And sometimes you're going to be the door or are the door for someone else. But just how God has connected you in the body of Christ and how God is going to continue to connect you in the body of Christ. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the opportunities that lay in this. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, and I just keep getting like purposeful, that very purposeful how God has connected you. And I just continue to see that chain of people, like just a line of people that are holding hands. And Father, thank you, Lord, that for the things that you will accomplish through all of these lives that are joined together. Lord, how the impact that they will have, sometimes in their individual anointings, and Lord, sometimes in that corporate anointing or the anointing of those lives together, Lord, how it will even multiply. And Lord, how that they will complement one another, and how that whereas one may lay hands on the sick and another may prophesy and another one may sing in psalms and hymns and uplift, but Lord, how the body works together and brings a whole. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for the power of the corporate anointing. And Lord, just for the power of where any two, as the Lord says, any two shall agree together on any one thing, it shall be done for them by their Father in heaven. Lord, that you're going to use Sylvia greatly and are using her in those ways. And Lord, that you're going to continue to move her about some. Lord, not necessarily disconnecting her one place, Lord, but connecting her in other places, and Lord, using her to bring others. Like I see you, like God moving you, not saying that God speaks to move you, but that like you stepping into another place at times, you know, stepping here and stepping there. But I see you like with your hand behind you, that there are going to be times that you're going to pull another one up with you. You know, you're going to help, you're going to help place others, help connect others, help bring others up higher as well. You know, whereas some have helped you at times, and you're going to help others as well in those things. But, Father, I just thank you for it, Lord. I thank you for using her and blessing her, Lord, and for you being glorified in all of it. And, Lord, seeing much fruit, much fruit, much fruit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
It's always fun and interesting to me how God connects us here and there, and how that sometimes he just uses us as the connector and takes us here and there. It's just always, it's interesting and it's fun, and it's amazing to watch what he does.
Yes, it is. And sometimes when you meet a person, you know, you get the feeling in your spirit that it's a divine connection.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like you can feel it, and you know that something else, that it's going to go even further than as ones you meet. You know that it gets to, you
mm-hmm.
know, a stopping point, you know, like a season. Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I've told this story before one time, and it's been several years ago now. I can't remember if it started as an email. I was going to church in one place and got an email from a lady that just barely knew me about a meeting going to be that was going to be a little over an hour from me, like an hour and 15 minutes or something. Didn't know the lady. And I think the one that sent the email, I asked her, I said, "Who is that?" And she said, "Oh, she does," maybe I emailed her back. She says, "Oh, she does, she's a prophetic lady, does meetings over in the Tyler area." I said, "She's really good." I had never heard of her. I went, "Oh, okay." Didn't think much of it. And for the next 3 months, it was like a recording playing over and over and over. I kept hearing it. Go to the meeting, go to the meeting, go to the meeting, go to her meeting, go to her meeting. And I was like, I don't even know this person. I've never heard of this person until I got this email. I know nothing about them whatsoever, never seen them anywhere, don't know anybody other than the lady that sent me the email, which was strange because, like I said, I barely knew her. But I kept having like a recording going over and over and over and over, go to the meeting, go to the meeting, go to the meeting. And finally, I guess I was being a bit, you know, trying to rationalize instead of just being obedient. Finally, I contacted the lady that sent the email back, and I said, "Martita," I said, "when's the next meeting?" She said, "Oh, she has one every month." And so anyhow, I got up one night. Anyhow, I decided I was going to go. And So I told a couple other friends about it, and strangely enough, they ladies that I know, not close, well, they were close in the Lord, but they were not like close personal friends. And so anyhow, they went with me, and we went over there, and I met this lady. But long story short, God had told this lady, this prophetic lady, it was a real strong connection between she and I for 2 or 3 years there. And God had told her, he had said, I want you to hold meetings in Longview. And she said, Lord, I don't know anybody in Longview. Well, I didn't live in Longview, but I was close. And so basically God used me to go over and meet her. And then through that, I was able to introduce her to a lady that held meetings in Longview and Kilgore, and to a lady that had a television station in Longview. Yeah, I was just, God was just using, I was the connector. You know, God ended up bringing her into the town that he said that he wanted her to go to. They put her on the television station. She got to have meetings there. She got to be into the area. And God did a wonderful work and blessed a lot of hearts. And, then later on, I was not really that much of a key part. You know, we had a friendship for a while. I was around her for, like I said, a couple of years, 2 or 3 years, 4 years, whatever it was, and was around her and enjoyed her meetings, and we were friends and things like that. It was a seasonal thing. It was not a forever thing. But, you know, sometimes it's not really about us. It's really about what God is wanting to do and needing to make that connection somewhere. So it amazed me when I saw what all God did through that, because I didn't know her from Adam, and I was like, why do I keep hearing the Lord say, go to the meeting? But God had he was fulfilling something that he had told her to do, and he just needed the connection made. So it was fun. I mean, it's always amazing and fun to see what the Lord does. And sometimes, like I said, it's not really about us. We're just the one that he's going to use to connect things. So it's awesome. It's just awesome how God works.
That's great.
Well, was there anything in particular you want to pray about, sweetie?
Yes. I'm coming down to the end of my semester, and everything is running together, so I have a little anxiety. If you could pray for that for me.
So sorry. Sure, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for comforting Sylvia, Lord. And Father, just giving her that confidence to know that you're with her, that you brought her this far, and you're not going to leave her now. And Lord, to help her to sort things out, Lord, I've given her that knowledge, that understanding of how to prioritize and how to line it all things out, Lord, that she can so-called get her ducks in a row with all of it. Father, that you just give her peace and strength, Lord, that you give her the extra energy that she needs, and Lord, that her mind will be able to focus, Lord, as these tests and all of this stuff comes up, Lord, that she'll be able to compartmentalize each category, each class, Lord, and be able to have, Lord, even supernatural recall to remember everything that she needs, and Lord, that it not run together on her, Father, that each thing be able to be compartmentalized, Lord, and then be able to reach and reach back and get that particular thing as she needs it. And Father, just thank you, Lord, for giving her the sweet sleep and strength and energy through all it, Lord, and that when her mind, when you give her sleep, Lord, that her mind is able to rest, so that when she does, Lord, that when she gets rest, that it's a real rest, Lord, not just her body laying down, but that her entire being, her entire mind and everything is able to rest and relax, and Lord, and be nice and sharp and fresh. For the test and things. And, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for comforting her and energizing her. And, Lord, just replace any stress with excitement, Lord, over what you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You'll do good, girl. You will do just fine.
Well, thank you, Jeannie, for ministering to me tonight.
You're welcome, sweetie. You have a wonderful week.
God bless you too.
God bless
Bye.
You.
God bless.
Oh, thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Okay, let me see where I'm at here. Some of the numbers have dropped off and some of them have come on, and sometimes I lose my place here a little bit. Okay, 504-282, who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
It's Nicole from New Orleans.
Oh,
good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. All right. Let's pray for you. Father, thank you for Nicole. And Father, thank you, Lord, that all the places that just seem so busy, Lord, that those places that just seem like maybe everything going on at once. You know, sometimes we just have those times it just feels like, oh, my God, I just got everything going on at once, and I'm trying to sort all of this out and trying to make everything happen, you know, trying to line everything out. And sometimes we can just seem like we got 97 things we need to do at once. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for helping Nicole, Lord, to prioritize things and to kind of line things out, Lord, that she will have peace in the midst of the storm. Lord, even though everything is not a serious storm, Lord, that those things that just distract us, those things that bring us concern, those things, Lord, that sometimes when our plate just feels so full, I feel like that a lot of times, but those times when it just seems like our plate is so full, Lord, that you will bring just a joy to Nicole. Lord, that you will bring a peace to her. Father, that you will minister to her heart. Lord, even in the middle of doing so many things at times, Lord, in the middle of busyness, Lord, in the middle of busyness, not all business is bad business. Sometimes it's just life, you know. But, Lord, that you will minister to her heart, Lord, and that you will speak to her. And, Father, that, that I can hear you singing, that, Lord, that you will bring a song to her heart. That even in the middle of the business, Lord, that she will find the treasures and see the treasures. And, Father, that the joy will overwhelm, Lord, the joy will overwhelm all of any of the concerns and the even the tiredness, Lord, that you will just energize her and just energize her and refresh her. And, Father, that in every little thing that she does, that she's going to see the beauty of the Lord. God, in everything she does, she's going to see the beauty of the Lord. And, Lord, draw on your light, draw on your love. And, Lord, sometimes even those things that wear us out a little bit, those things that we just think, whew, you know, am I going to get to the end of this or I'm going to get all of this done? Lord, that she's just going to feel the warmth of your love, and she's going to feel blessed, that she's going to say, I'm a blessed woman. I'm a blessed woman. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for just showing her your light in the middle of all of it. I just sense, sweetie, I just so sense like the joy of the Lord on you and a song in your heart. And as you're doing things, even in the middle of all of business and doing stuff, that you're just going to see the goodness of God and those things that bring you joy, that you enjoy doing, that it's just going to be so satisfying to you. You know, when you're in your garden, when you're in your flowers, even when you're cooking and when you're cleaning the house, that you just having a song in your heart. And I just sense you like singing, whether you're singing out loud or whether you're just singing in your heart. But just singing praises to God and just feeling the blessings of the Lord and the love of God and just finding great joy even in just everyday things, you know, and a real creativity in you. So, God, I just thank you for Nicole, and I thank you for all that you put within her, Father. And, Lord, that you're going to bring these things out little by little. You're going to bring them out. And we're going to use her for encouragement to others. And, Lord, you're going to use her in artistic ways as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much. I received that prayer. And I literally just wrote that down in my journal this morning.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I was asking God for, you know, just joy and peace while I'm getting my work done today. So I know, you know, it's confirmation that he's hearing my prayers. So it's really, really comforting. So thank you so much. Hello? Hello?
She heard the prayer, so. Wait a minute. Let me write this down. All right, 251-229, who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sarah calling from Alabama.
Hi, Sarah. I'm good. I didn't have all my numbers in front of me. Good to hear from you, sweetie. Anything you want to share tonight or anything on your heart?
Well, I just, you know, whatever you the Lord gives you to say, that's fine with me. I'm doing all right.
Okay, that's good, that's good. Father, I thank you for Sarah, and Father, I thank you for the beauty of the Lord that's in her life. It's like I just immediately see like a flower, just see flowers of, or a flower, like you as a, like a flower of the Lord. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that Sarah, Lord, that how that she has begun to bloom, Lord, as you have watered her. Lord, the word says that we water with the word. Father, as you have watered her in the sunshine of the Lord upon her, Lord, that she has, how she has begun to bloom. And Father, that the fragrance that she gives off, Lord, the fragrance of the Lord, that others partake of the fragrance. The beauty of the flower and the fragrance of the flower is really for others. Just like the gifting that is within us is for other people. You know, we reap benefits from it. We get to enjoy the things that God has put within us. We, you know, it's a wonderful thing, and the love, and to express what God has given us. But it's actually for others. You know, we enjoy the reward of that. We enjoy the process of it, and the growth, and the revelation that comes. That it's for others. The flower that you are, the beauty that you are, the fragrance that you put off of the Lord, it's for others. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for, Lord, just being pleased with Sarah and pleased with her heart. And Father, for the developing you've done in her, Lord, that the colors, even which the colors can be like representative of many different giftings. But, Father, that the colors that you have put within her, Lord, that you're drawing out little by little, Father. And, Father, thank you, Lord, for guiding her in all that you've put her in, Father, for bringing that satisfaction and that contentment in being where that you have called her to. Lord, her questions and her moving around, Lord, even things that concern her job and things like that, Lord, that you're going to continue to guide her and use her, Lord, to give her wisdom, to give her favor with peers that are above her, with those in leadership places. And, Father, that, Lord, that you have called her, Lord, even to higher places. Lord, you've called her to higher places. And there may be opportunities. I just say, it's like there may be opportunities that are presented to you. And it's like I sense like the Lord, like it's still your decision. It's like the way I would put it is like, you know, because a door opens to us doesn't mean we have to walk through it. It's still your decision, you know. And that's one of those things you just prayerfully talk to the Lord about. And talk to the Lord about what brings you joy and maybe what brings you comfort, you know, even in the natural,
you know, sometimes there are things that God will say, do it or don't do it. And then there's other times that the Lord will say, it's up to you. And I just sense now, whether it's already happened or going to happen, that there may be opportunity presented to you that the Lord would say, it's up to you. It's up to you. That you talk to him, you reason with him, you ask him about it, but that ultimately that the Lord may say, it's up to you. I don't know that I've ever given that word before. I may have, maybe once, but that's not a word that I give often at all. But I have seen it. You know, I've seen it in people's lives. I've seen it in my own life where, you know, sometimes we might think that every time a door opens that we're supposed to walk through it. And, of course, the enemy can open doors. God can open doors. But sometimes there's things that that the Lord allows us to make the decision on. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, in Sarah's life of leading her and guiding her. And, Lord, those things that bring her joy and fulfillment, Lord, Father, that those things being brought her path. And, Lord, that you'll show her. Lord, you'll guide her. You'll cause her to know. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing peace to her family, peace to her body. Lord, in every place, Lord, any place that there's been pain, Lord, that there be healing. In any place, Lord, that there's been just been pain. That's just what I'm going to say. Any place that there's been pain, Lord, that there be healing. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah. You know, I thank the Lord for you. I really happy, Jim, because hearing the words of the Lord and praying for everybody besides myself, you know, and everything that the Lord gave you to say prophetically, that and the other, really was everything I needed to know in reference to, because it's been an opportunity.
You're breaking up, son, sweetie. Hello? You're breaking up a little bit.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're kind of coming and going.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay. I was just saying that the Lord has really had you to speak prophetically once again because of the fact that I've had an opportunity to come up and I was like, Lord, should I do it? Once again, here we go.
Goodness.
Yeah, so I'm, you know, I'm excited about it, you know, the opportunities. And then for the Lord to say it's up to you. And he's a gentleman. He doesn't force us to do anything.
He doesn't, never.
So, isn't that amazing how God uses the giftings in you and to just bring that out and say, well, let me tell of the opportunity. And the opportunity just became available on yesterday.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I know with all of us, there's always those questions in our mind of is God, do I do it? God, do I not do it? And it's, you know, we usually feel that there's a definite move ahead or a definite don't. But what I was getting was like it was up to you. So, and you don't get that often really. So that's pretty cool. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. I mean, he knows how to do it. You know,
he
knows how to do it. And I'm thankful. You know, I'm thankful. I'm so thankful. You know, just to have opportunities to come up and he allows it. And then he gives us the choice. That's like, you know, that's like when he's given us the choice to worship him. He's like, I'm not going to, you know, he's a gentleman. That's all to say. He just paves the way for us. You know, he paved the ways for us, and it's up to us to make that choice to follow him.
Yes.
Because he's a gentleman that he's not going to step in the way.
He wants us to choose him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he knows. He knows what's, he knows the beginning from the end, so he knows, you know, some things may be more detrimental than others, and some things may just be, like I said, up to us of whether we want to or not. So, all right,
yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, I really just wanted prayer for Leah and the family, you know. She's getting ready to graduate from her course. That's first of them is the medical assistant. She's getting ready to graduate from that. And she's just praying that for God's leading and guiding. But the basic thing is just pray for her as far as being covered by the Lord.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, yeah.
Leah,
yeah.
Father, we just thank you, Lord, for Leah. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for covering her and keeping her. And Lord, that she would hear your voice, Lord, as the word says, that she'll hear a voice behind her that says, this is the way, walk ye in it. Lord, that she will have just that real knowing in her heart, Lord, that she's being directed by you. Lord, that she'll not be influenced by the voices of others, Lord, that would say, do this or do that or go this way or that way or this way, you know, that those will have no effect on her, Father. Lord, that her heart will stay in the middle and with you. Her heart will not be pulled by what this one says or what that one says, Lord, or even sometimes we put the pen to things and we look at the financial part of everything. But, Lord, that her heart will stay centered on you. And, Lord, that she, that despite any other influence, that the biggest influence will be your voice and your spirit drawing her. Lord, because your plans for her are good. Your plans for her are success. Your plans for her are fulfillment and purpose. And, Lord, high places and high things, Lord, that you always want to give us your highest and your best. Lord, that there's always eternal purpose in what you do. So, Father, I just speak that you guard her heart, Lord, that you help her to guard her heart. Lord, that there be no anxiety, there be no depredation, there be no concern. Lord, that she'll not second-guess herself. And not allow outside influences, Lord, to sway her one way or the other. Lord, keep her safe, Lord. Keep her joy intact. Lord, keep her peace. And, Father, that she'll be excited with the changes and the things that lay ahead of her. Lord, because she knows that your plans for her are good, to give her good, unexpected end. And, Father, give her the sharp mind that she needs, the recall that she needs, Lord, and that everything will stay in perspective. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. That was beautiful. That's just, I mean, the way the Lord gives you the words to say, the prayer to say, is beautiful, and I thank the Lord for you. I really do.
No, thank you, hon. Thank you, hon. Well, I appreciate you, girl. I think we're out of time tonight, but I'm glad I got to speak with you. And you have a great week.
Always have a great week. Thank you so
much.
All
right. God bless you.
God bless.
All right, y'all, I'm sorry. I know I've got several more callers tonight, but once again, I'm out of time. If you're needing prayer, please call back in to Randy's program at 9 o'clock and put your hand up for prayer with him. And love y'all. God bless you. Talk to y'all next Monday night. Good night.